Okay, so let's say I've convinced you. You're going to start working with your email turned off and only check it at predetermined times. What else can you do besides turning off your email to cut down on distractions during the workday? Well, one easy step is to turn off all notifications that pop up on your screen, even silent ones that gently nudge you to check your email. Just seeing your number of unread emails go up creates a temptation, and resisting temptations eats up your mental energy. Anytime you know there's a message sitting for you in your inbox or on Facebook, you're instantly intrigued about what that message contains. Instead of burning mental energy trying to resist, you're better off not knowing. And it's not just notifications. Studies show that simply having your smartphone in your line of vision is also distracting, even if that smartphone is face down. And it's because years of anticipating text messages and vibrations have trained us to reflexively look over, even when we're not aware of it. So place your phone out of view, or at the very least, be sure to turn off your notifications and place your phone on Do Not Disturb, which only allows phone calls from people on your favorites list. I work like this all day long. This way, I'm still accessible, but only to those who I've decided in advance can reach me. And if you need to focus with absolutely zero distractions, turn on airplane mode, which prevents phone calls from getting through altogether. To the best of your ability, also block out noise. We talked about using headphones to signal to others that you're working on something important, but this also works as a method of maintaining your concentration. So if you're able to, get a pair of noise-canceling headphones and pair it with a white noise app. Another suggestion I want to offer is making distractions harder to access. One of the reasons we often find ourselves on email or YouTube or Facebook is that they're so easy to get to. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. If there's a program or website you know is eating up your time, one way of getting yourself to use it less is to make it a little less accessible. On the website, we have a number of extensions you can use to temporarily block certain websites or make internet access entirely unavailable. There's Stay Focused, which allows you to block specific sites. There's Freedom, which blocks internet access entirely for a period of time. And there's Kill Newsfeed, which blocks your Facebook newsfeed if you need to use Facebook for work. This way, you can go into Facebook without being distracted by cat videos or your friend's baby pictures. But you don't have to go as far as completely blocking your access to certain websites. A more subtle tweak you can make to help you stay away from tempting distractions is to use different browsers for home and work. You can use Chrome for one and Firefox for another. This way, Facebook isn't a single click away because on your business browser, the password isn't saved. Now, getting on Facebook requires an extra step, and it's a little bit more effortful. That makes you less tempted to use it. Before we leave the topic of web browser, another recommendation I want to offer is to be intentional about the way you choose your homepage. For many years, my default homepage was CNN. So every time I clicked to go on the web, I'd be taken to a news story about the latest political gaffe or a natural disaster. I get sucked into reading something interesting, which felt harmless because it only took a few seconds, but cumulatively, it was diluting my focus. I realized I needed to change my homepage, so I changed it to Gmail, which felt practical because it saved me from having to type in Gmail. But from a productivity standpoint, it was even worse because it led me to get sucked into reading email all the time. Today, the homepage I use is startpage.com, which is just like Google, but it's a private search engine, so that information about my searches isn't collected. It shows me no information, which is exactly what I want. Zero distractions. I also installed a free Chrome extension that I think you'll find helpful. It's called Empty New Tab Page, and what it does is that it allows you to open up a new tab and have that tab be completely blank. Once again, this keeps distractions a little bit further away so that you're not tempted by your frequently visited page, which might lead to Amazon or to the news. We've added a link to Empty New Tab Page on the course page so that you can use it, and as I mentioned, it's completely free. Okay, so we've talked about external distractions and how to quiet them. Let's turn now to internal distractions, the kind that come not from other people, but from inside us. Often, what you'll find when you're working on something difficult is that a thought will pop into your head. Instead of thinking about that report you should be writing, you find yourself wanting to look up when your Pilates class starts, or you just remember that you need to order toothpaste on Amazon. The temptation is to take care of it immediately, right then and there, because otherwise you might forget. But what happens when you satisfy that urge? It leads you down a rabbit hole. On Amazon, you're reminded of a movie you're interested in, which leads to a movie review, which leads to your Netflix queue, and before you know it, you've lost 25 minutes. So what should you do instead? Well, instead of taking care of that two-second task right away, I want to encourage you to do something different the next time you're tempted. Anytime you are doing focus work, no matter what it is, do so with a pad and pen next to you. The moment you're reminded of something you want to look up, write it down so that you remember to do it later. What you'll find when you do this is that writing things down is incredibly liberating. There's an ancient Chinese proverb that I absolutely love. It says, "The faintest pencil is better than the strongest memory." Writing yourself a brief reminder frees up your mental firepower to focus, knowing that your idea will not be forgotten. And it prevents you from fighting your temptation to go online, which is silently burning up your willpower. But there's a third reason writing down your internal distractions is important, and it comes to us from David Allen, the author of Getting Things Done. David Allen has said a lot of brilliant things, and perhaps his most useful observation is this: the mind is for having ideas, not holding them. What Allen is suggesting here is that when your attention is consumed trying to remember something, your mental resources are going to waste. You're no longer coming up with new ideas because you're distracted by trying to remember. So anytime you have an idea that is off topic, don't try to ignore it. By all means, embrace it and write it down. Often, it's in these moments of capturing your internal distractions that you'll notice something interesting, and that is that your internal distractions tend to revolve around a few key themes. In my experience, the internal distractions I see most often are work-related tasks, things I remember I need to do for work, or things I remember I need to buy, or things I want to read or watch or listen to, programs that I remember I want to access at some point. Whatever your themes are, be sure to write them down. And then, once you're done with your task, go back to your note. If that task you jotted down is truly quick, like sending someone a quick text, it's fine to do it immediately. But if it's not quick, here's what you do next. To prevent yourself from getting off track, it's extremely useful to have a place for storing your ideas so that you can come back to them when you're ready. Some people like to use Evernote, and if Evernote works for you, I'm not going to try to dissuade you from using it. Personally, I use a simple system that involves two things: a Google Doc and a list-keeping app. Let me tell you about the Google Doc first. I have a Google Doc where I write down all the work-related things I need to do. I call it the capture list. When an idea pops up for something I need to do that isn't going to get done today, it goes on the capture list. For non-work-related ideas, I use an app called Our Groceries. It's an app that's designed to be shared so that when one person goes shopping, they can see what their partner needs at the store. You can use it to create an unlimited number of lists, one for every store. When I first started using it, my wife and I had a list for Target, we had a list for Wegmans, which is our local grocery store, and we had a list for Home Depot. But then I started creating new lists for things that had nothing to do with shopping so that I could access them whenever I needed them. Today, my lists include a supermarket list, a Home Depot list, a Target list, and also a list of movies to watch, a list of movies to watch with my kids, a list of restaurants to try, a list of gift ideas so that when birthdays come around, I don't have to rack my brain trying to think of something, a list of handyman projects to assign. I also have lists of beers and wine to try again, and a list of books to get my friends' kids. There are a variety of list apps that serve this purpose, and we have a selection of them posted on the course website. Ultimately, whether you use a Google Doc or a list-keeping app or Evernote, the key is to have a dedicated place for storing your ideas so that you can get back to them when you need to. Once you have that dedicated place for saving your ideas, you'll be amazed at how quickly those internal distractions can be swatted away because you're confident that you can find them when you're ready. Okay, so we've talked about silencing distractions, both external and internal. In our next video, I'm going to give you a number of strategies for dramatically scaling back the amount of time you spend on email. I'll see you there.